I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Governor Nathan Deal says he will work with Delta Airlines and other leaders to find a way to implement a tax break on jet fuel that would save airlines $50 million each year. The provision was written out of legislation this week after Delta cut ties with the NRA, offending some conservative Republicans. In a press conference yesterday afternoon, Deal criticized the squabble with the airline as being unbecoming, saying, quote, "We were not elected to give late-night talk show hosts further fodder for their monologues or to act with the type of immaturity that has caused so many in our society to be skeptical about politics." Dick's Sporting Goods has announced it will no longer sell firearms to anyone under 21. The chain will also stop selling assault-style rifles or high-capacity magazines. We talked to customers at a Dick's store in Macon.
So it's not going to hurt or harm my business with them.
It has to stop. The killing has to stop. It cannot be made so easy to get these rifles, you know what I mean?
That's Mary Butler and Vaughn Bacon. The teenager who killed 17 people at a Florida high school earlier this month legally bought a shotgun at a Dick's store last year. Meanwhile, the Georgia House has passed a measure that supporters hope will keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. When a person is involuntarily hospitalized, a report is sent to state and federal officials to be used in criminal background checks. Under current state law, those reports are kept on file for 5 years and then withdrawn and deleted. The measure, which passed the House last night, would eliminate that automatic removal and allow records to be preserved, bringing Georgia in line with every other state in the country. The Education Department has announced it will use $2.7 billion from the new federal budget to aid K-12 schools, school districts, and institutions of higher learning in recovering from Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, as well as the recent California wildfires. The added federal dollars will enable the department to give immediate aid to restart school operations in Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and Alabama, as well as California, Puerto Rico, Texas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Louisiana. Dalton police say they encountered the teacher accused of firing a gunshot in his high school classroom yesterday on two previous occasions. According to WSB, in 2016, Jesse Randall Davidson told officers that two friends killed a woman on his behalf because he was having an online affair with her, but police weren't able to verify any of the information. Davidson was taken to a hospital because he talked of hurting himself. In another report, this one from last year, police say they found Davidson during a school day, sitting on a street corner, unresponsive and being held up by two school employees. He was again taken to a hospital. And as of this morning, nonviolent offenders booked into Atlanta's detention center will no longer need to secure a cash bond to get out of jail. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms signed the ordinance last month, saying people accused of minor crimes should not be held in jail because they cannot afford to pay a bond. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.